There is plenty of catching up to do, and the Sawasan Amateur Baseball Association, TABA, is making sure nobody is being left behind. When provincial health restrictions related to COVID-19 were finally eased for amateur sports back in mid-June, minor baseball associations wasted little time in extending their seasons, with summer all-star play now in full swing and continuing well into this month. TABA's executive was thrilled to see the organization's top players back on the diamond and traveling again for games and tournaments. However, it also knew more had to be done at the crucial grassroots level to ensure players were progressing with their skill development. When we looked at our 2011 and 2013, born, players, you could tell there was a big difference because they have basically lost 2 years of ball, explained TABA president Nikki Lossie. We needed to teach those kids to learn how to pitch, because the mosquito division is where you are going into full rise pitching. It definitely needed to be addressed. TABA ran developmental sessions throughout July that were led by players from the North Delta Blue Jays of the BC Premier Baseball League. In addition, Big League Experience, headed by Marty Lane, ran camps and clinics that were also attended by young players beyond the association. Lossie says the additional training opportunities won't stop there. Usually we don't offer fall ball to mosquito players and barely anything to peewee, but there is such a bunch of keen parents and coaches who want to continue on. We will get that going for September and October and offer more developmental clinics through the winter, she said. The TABA will also be hosting a couple of playoff tournaments to wrap up the competitive side of the 2021 season. It starts with the Junior Men's Provincials August 14 to 15 and concludes at the 15 UAA level with a five-team event August 20 to 22. Both tournaments take place at Windskill Park.